power to expand one's mind and heart to be ready for infinite revelation, that power can be given to you. So the question is, okay, if the power comes from the Eibishter anyway, so what do we gain? If the whole point of the process of exile was so that we work on ourselves and we grow and develop and expand our and break out of our limits to the point that we are suitable vessels for infinite revelation, if anyway the power to do so comes from the Eibishter, so why does the Eibishter just do it directly? Why does he give us the power and we have to do the work? And that is the concept, what Chassidus explains, of a partnership. A partnership, very often in a partnership, one half of the partnership invests the money, and the other half does the work. Okay? Very often in halacha, okay, one person wants to, has money to invest, the other person has ideas and is willing to work hard to make the money grow. So one partner provides the money, the investment, and the other partner provides, does the work, takes the money and uses it and makes it grow. So the same thing when we talk about the Jewish people being in a partnership in creation, what that means is that the Eibishter invests in us the power to make the world and ourselves a suitable vessel for godly revelation. We don't have the power on our own because we're finite, limited beings. And a finite, limited being can work all day and all night and they'll never become big enough, so to speak. Their minds and hearts will never expand enough to receive infinity. It just can't be done. What can be done? But if the Eibishter gives us the power to do it and we do the work, so together we have created a Dira Batachtek. Eibishter invests himself into the process, gives us the power, we do the work.